Yo, what's good, everyone? This is your host, TK Alpha with the Alpha Mentality. Thank you for tuning in today. I appreciate each and every one of you. I'm shopping in Walmart today with one of my very, 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 very good friends. Say hello, good friend.
Hello, friend.
And we're grocery shopping. Thank God we're doing it on a non-empty stomach. We chose to get some Zaxby's before we got here. So now we're just lollygagging. Not knowing what the fuck to get, really. Now we need garlic bread, because she's gonna be cooking some meal for us tonight, and I have no idea what the fuck it is, but hopefully it turns out good, and hopefully she can cook.
Because
if she can't cook, I'm gonna lie and say it's good and scrumptious and throw it away behind her back.
And he'll probably end up telling you guys.
Yep, I sure will tell you guys everything. So yeah, I don't know. I've been kind of in and out of it these recent days, not really keeping up with the podcast, just been off, going through it, not really going through it. I don't know what it is, getting fucked up, not getting fucked up, sleeping in, and then time goes by the podcast time. I'm supposed to drop episode around 5. I look at it, it's 5:15. I'm like, fuck it, you know. So I don't know. Need some encouragement from you guys to tell me to keep on going with this podcast, because I don't know. Distractions. We all been there. Judge me, don't judge me. I don't give a fuck. Anyway, that dude looked like fucking Carla Winslow from Family Matters. This dude that worked this and works in Walmart. He's giving me the weirdest look. He turned around and looked over his shoulder like he's trying to seduce me sexually like this. You know? He gave me one of those looks. Shampoo. Man, is you soap and fucking dishwashing liquid? That's your white people hair. You don't need all that special treatments and shit. Anyway. I did not know this section of Walmart had this. I thought we were just at a fucking regular food Walmart. I noticed Walmart had also little side areas like the Supercenter does. We're in the fucking hair section right now, looking at fucking brushes and picks. All my life, I never used a fucking pick in all my whole entire life. Can you believe that, folks?
Really?
Hell no. I have no fucking hair right now. What do you mean? I have no hair now. I always had a fade or some shit. I tried getting some cornrows as a kid, and I got impatient and got puffs and cut them bitches off within one day, because I tried wearing them puffs to school and I got roasted. So kids are fucking mean, evil people. So yeah, look at all this fucking shit. Have you ever noticed the faces of these people that are in these hair dye boxes and shit? I don't know. You look into these bitches' eyes in the boxes, they look like some finessers, dude. Like, they're just up to no good. It doesn't say buy me. It says you're gonna rob me and finesse me or some shit, or just fuck me, ruin my life. This doesn't say buy me, do it. It says you're gonna ruin my life, finesse me, and take everything from you. Gorgeous bitch. No, I will not buy you. You will not finesse me. Fucking Garner bullshit. Let's see what the next little box says. See this little box here, this bitch here says she's a stay-at-home mom. Fucking husband beats her once in a while. She puts makeup on to cover her bruise right there. You see it?
And the bruise is right there,
yeah,
too.
That's what this box says here. So, do you want to dye your hair to a fucking finessing harlot, or look like a fucking abused housewife? Which one?
She looks kind of innocent.
That's the fucking first day of college girl, naive, that cheats on you with your best friend after one drink. That's how she looks. You know, fuck that. What else do we need? Fucking, I don't know, our minds to be found again? I don't know.
It's a bath bomb.
This a bath bomb?
Yeah, I want one.
What's a bath bomb? It makes soap, makes bubbles? That's all it does.
The water.
Turns the water different colors.
Yeah.
That's all bath bomb does. Change the color.
And it makes
bubbles.
Yeah.
So some the struggle got so real. Fucking an adult resorted back to childhood and dyed their fucking bath water and made fucking bubbles and made it into a ball as hard as a re-rock coke rock and put it in there, and now it fizzes and called bath bombs for $3.97 at Walmart.
Should I get oh my god, a unicorn or wine time?
Get a wine twine, because hopefully it has some wine in it and you can get drunk or get soaked through your pores. I don't know. Unicorn sounds too fake. Sounds too like just some bullshit. Don't get that. Fucking bullshit. Anyway, continuing on our journey. I keep forgetting this Halloween season off and on because I keep getting fucked up throughout my time doing this podcast. But yeah, it's still fucking the month of Halloween and looking at all this fucking candy. I don't know. What are y'all favorite candies growing up? Me, mine was Reese's fucking pieces or whatever and shit. Reese's in general, my favorite kind of candies. What was y'all favorite kind of candies? Leave some comments below. Let me know. But yeah, we're in the fucking candy section, and I don't have the desire to even get candy anymore. Like, I just think about all the cavities and how fat I'm gonna get eating this shit. So I think. Remember when we were fucking kids, people used to tell us little dumb stories. Oh, check your candy for drugs and for razors and stuff like that there. I'm like, what kind of dumbass?
What kind of trap boy would put fucking drugs in the candy? That's money right there, you know?
That's money? That's a good time? Like, please put drugs in my fucking candy. What the fuck? No razors, though. That's just evil fucking bastard.
Yeah, that's evil. Or like...
It's evil, but a good revenge evil. Like, don't do it to kids. Do it to your boss. Do it to your boss, your ex-wife, ex-girlfriend. Do it to somebody like that, you know? Not your fucking... What else do we need? I don't know. I told you our budget's $100 and this fucking cart was over $100. I'm just saying, I don't want to be them niggas in the fucking line putting shit back to the behind our register. Like, hey, man, so we're not taking none of this shit. Those people.
Oh, we need water. We do need water, though.
Need water. We do need water, yeah. We could have drank on fucking tap water like everybody else
fuck
in the world.
No, we're bougie, remember?
We are bougie, but we're on a budget here. This thing that you're in jail again. If you think you're in jail, your budget goes down, you know? All your morals go out the window. Like, okay, I can survive. Grab what?
The water.
Be specific. Last time a girl said grab something, I grabbed the wrong thing and got a charge.
Shut the fuck up. Don't put it on the noodle.
You put it down here somewhere. I got my hand with my podcast in my hand. I'm trying to fucking one arm a fucking, how many bottles of water this shit is?
40.
40 bottle of fucking water, one arm. You should be pitting that up for you. What the fuck? Grocery store fucking adventures, yes, indeed. We're fucking this one next to me. This is a small-ass Walmart.
We like crossed the shit 4 times already.
We went in a big-ass circle, yeah, like, this just isn't retarded.
All right, do you want anything else? I'm
making baked ziti.
Yes.
For those of you that know what the fuck that is, let me know before she cooks it. Warn me. I don't know what else we fucking want. Oh, get cereal and milk.
Milk, get one.
Wonderful. I get almond milk, sweetie.
Did get almond milk, that bougie.
Yeah. I don't drink that 1% bullshit. Where is it? I can't see these glasses I got on.
That was
the Walmart almond milk? What the fuck?
No?
That says lactose free. That's not real almond milk. Get fucking almond breeze, but this is vanilla kind though. They don't got it?
Original.
That's the original. I want vanilla.
Want vanilla?
Get two things in there.
I'll get one vanilla, one regular.
Get what's that?
Vanilla regular.
Alright, that's straight, I guess.
Cereal. Go down.
Alright. Fucking Pop-Tart cereal, Al. What cereals do you guys like to fucking eat? The basic sugary shit?
Reese Puffs.
Reese Puffs all day? I agree, 100%. Get Reese Puffs. I like Reese's Puffs, I like Cheerios, or Honey Nut Cheerios. I like fucking, what's that shit, Raisin Bran Crunch, that's my shit there.
Really?
Raisin Bran Crunch. Hell yes, my shit.
My dad used to force me to eat all organic and shit. So growing up, he used to force me to eat that shit. So I'm terrified now.
Your dad, what happened? Say it again.
I said he forced me to eat that shit as a kid because he's all organic. So I'm terrified of that shit now.
Raisin Bran Crunch.
Yeah.
So you got PTSD at Raisin Bran Crunch. That's what's going on right now. Fuck. See, people growing up with your children, remember, don't fucking force them to do shit or put them through suck, because they can end up like her with...
Fuck yeah. With PTSD from cereal.
From cereal, damn. Everything in the generation you can get something from. PTSD from cereal. Like, come on now. I get PTSD from fucking running into females that act like by his girlfriend. Like, fuck, the moment they fucking start bitching about somebody, oh, fuck, flashback, you know? Can't do it. So, yeah. Be careful, guys. This world's not a fucking safe place anymore.
Are we done or no?
Are we done? Done with what? Done with this podcast pretty soon, yeah. I think we're done this podcast because I'm running out of shit to talk about. They're probably tired of listening to me talk. So, yeah, I think we're done for today. That's it with the shopping adventures with TK Alpha and my guest. You want to say hello, guest, again, or bye, guest, whatever?
Bye, guys.
Awesome. Take care, everybody.